Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and today we're talking about, I think, the most amazing topic possible. We're talking about the Trinitarian life, the life between God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the source of all that is, the ground of all reality, the source of all being, and guess what? The source of all power, might, and glory is three persons, a communion of persons, God who is in his core, burning love. God is love. Everything that was made has been made by him and for him. Father, for the Son, Scripture says, through the Son, for the Son, as a gift, and the gift to us to participate, we who bear his image in the world. It's all an act of God's creative love, self-creative love, and just spreading out his glory and majesty everywhere. And then creating a people, you and me, human beings, again, created in his image and likeness, that have a capacity by his grace to see his beauty, to participate in his beauty, to share in his life. But because of the sin of Adam, because of the fall, because of the world, the flesh, and the devil, all of that, we've been separated in a very real and profound way from that. And we can see it writ large every day on the news. I mean, look at how much angst we've had over the last 3 years of all the crises and the fallenness of our existence and our contingent nature, the conflicts of leadership, confusion, deception, lying, wars, perversions, murders, you know, you name it. It's everywhere. This is the human condition. And God sent forth his Son into the world to deal with that, to make a way out of it, to be able to save a people, to save anybody who bears the image, who's willing to receive God the Father's offer through his Son Jesus of absolute forgiveness and restoration and being brought from death to life and be given power to become a child of God, which means to come and live in that burning love and to have a destiny returned or to have a greater destiny than ever anyone could possibly imagine and a capacity even in this fallen world to be different, to live by a power that if we're tapped into it wholeheartedly and we're pursuing it, embracing it, the relationship we've been given in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that Jesus calls us to, and he calls us to abide. We'll talk about some of that today. The deeper we go there, the brighter our light will shine, the more our lives will be transformed. We will become different persons. We will, the bondages, the shame, the anger, the bitterness, the rivalry, the lust, the confusion that's present in us, being fallen creatures, starts to get healed, delivered. Rightly ordered love emerges. New strength, confidence, all of it coming from seeing God, experiencing passion and meaning growing within us, a passion for God. We see ourselves in the light of God. And, you know, so much of the fear and even the boredom, the angst, the depression, that's all the things that are so present in the country and in the world right now, even in the deepest, darkest pit, if we're united to God, abiding in his love as children of God, accessing the power given to us by the Holy Spirit, that furnace, eternally burning furnace of God's love, will touch our lives. And we can be literally a light in the darkness. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Friends, the world is walking in darkness all over the place. A blind man can see it. And the only way you can come into the light in the midst of that darkness, or as a baptized person even, you can really fulfill your destiny on this earth. Because your destiny, above all things, it's not, friends, to, you know, build a successful business or to achieve all kinds of dreams in this world or acquire enormous amounts of wealth or everything in life, even these good things, I mean, I'm describing are good. They're not necessarily bad, but nothing is more important for you as an individual than to be born again as a child of God and come into this relationship that Jesus is bringing us into. That's why he took on human flesh, to make it possible for human flesh to come back to God, to enter into relationship with God, to be able to see God through the grace of the Spirit, to be empowered by God's love, to hear God's word, to have God's word and God's mind and his burning love for us to come alive in us, and we touch the passion of God. And friends, then passion arises in us. The best way, maybe the only way, to really live with passion for God is to know first his passion for you. That's rooted in his mercy and his forgiveness and his absolute delight in you, his delight. And we won't touch that. We won't see it. We won't be able to access it. It won't make any difference to us unless we're living and abiding in Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit, unless we're living in that communion together, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so one of the reasons I want to talk about it this week, all week long, is not so much, well, partially because it's the most important thing there is, literally. You know, it is the definition of awesome. That's there. So it's always worth learning more, you know, understanding more, laying hold of the scripture, what scripture teaches us in the word of God and the catechism and the like, and then what, and the wisdom the saints have drawn because they went all in on this. They went for it. They weren't born with that level of holiness they died in. They were just like you and me, but they went radically after the offer that was given to them to say, come and live in us. Come and choose the better portion. Come and put your loves, let me put your loves in order to love God first with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, your neighbors, yourself. That's the road to health. That's the road to peace. That's the road to fruitfulness in this life, and a fruitfulness that will be rewarded for eternal life. Every other trophy in this world, friends, is just going to fall away, right? It's going to melt away. Every other achievement basically will be forgotten. You know, how many points I've made in the state tournament, you name it. It's all going to be forgotten. It's all going to pass away. The big buildings I built that have my name on it, those are all going to go away. Nothing like that's going to last. But what does last is what's coming out of the relationship of abiding in the Lord that comes through your life. And this is what's so beautiful. People in this earth who weren't born with spectacular natural gifts, massively high IQ, tremendous genetic, you know, genetic advantages, great instincts, balance, courage, whatever. People who don't have a lot of that, and so they don't become kings of the earth, have a capacity to become spectacularly holy and to be crowned by God himself. That's what Jesus says. Jesus said, you know, the last shall be first and the first shall be last. There's people walking the earth today who no one notices. There's people probably in Africa, I wouldn't say probably, yes, there's people in Africa who are living on a dollar a day who are going to be crowned in heaven and are going to be honored at such a level, not just because they're living in poverty. It's not my main point. The point is there's people in the midst of that trial who are living as saints. God is their portion. They're receiving the grace. They're thirsting for it. They're hungering for it. And their imprint of love is deep and profound. Maybe their footprint in the world is unnoticed because they don't have all the things that the world worships and adores. But God sees the heart, because in the Trinity, what matters is the heart, is the love of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And it's love, in the end, it's love that will last, Scripture says, right? Everything else passes away. In the end, it's sharing in God's love. And the offer Jesus is making is come now and live. And some people will say, okay, I'll buy some fire insurance. I'll take that, you know, step to just to make sure that if this is all true, that at least I have a foot in the door. I don't want to get too serious about it. I don't want to become a, you know, religious fanatic. I don't want to let go of all kinds of other things I'd rather be thinking about and doing. I don't want to have to pray every day, but I'll get baptized, and okay, I'll go to church confession once a year or something like that. It misses the point completely. Then people who are baptized, they do receive the life of God, but you can literally live ignorant of Christ the rest of your life, even though you've been baptized. If you're not abiding in him, pursuing him, reading his word, praying, living engaged conversation with the Lord, listening to the presence and power of the Holy Spirit, yielding in obedience. Essentially, friends, just saying, yeah, I do want to respond to this offer because God gave me everything. God gave me his heart. God gave me his love. Jesus did it all the way to the end, gave everything. I want to do the same. I want in. I want that kind of love. I want to touch that kind of love, and I want to live that way. But I know, Lord, I can't. I'm weak. I'm duplicitous. I'm a coward. I'm timid. I'm fleshly. I'm deceptive. I'm a liar. I have addictions. I have, you know, I prefer myself to everybody, my opinions and my behavior, you know. I mean, that's the human condition. And to be able to say, Lord Jesus, I trust in you. You know, some of Sister Faustina's fire, the burning fire that the Lord put in her that still is making its way like a river, you know, through the world, a river of God's love and mercy. And she was all in. And she said, do with me, Lord, whatever you desire. I'm yours. And everybody has a capacity to say that because the offer is for everybody. And God is not limiting. God hasn't stamped saying, you're only going to get a third. You're only going to get a fourth. You get two thirds. You get three fourths. No. Seek first the kingdom of God, Jesus said, and everything will be added to you. The kingdom of God is what? It's the life of the king. It's God's life. That's the kingdom, coming to live in God, which is overwhelmingly beautiful and powerful. And so being able to lay hold of these truths, friends, is critical anytime. But from my perspective, it's particularly critical for the time we're living in. Let's be honest. The center's not holding. The wheels are falling off all over the place. It seems like the worst of people are rising to the surface. Confusion, falling apart, division, all this stuff, the kind of things Jesus said would come at the end before he returns. You know, it's possible. I don't know, but it is really possible that we could be in the beginning of those very times. No one can say for sure that it is. And at the same time, no one can say for sure that it isn't. Arguments can be made on either side, but certainly some of what we're experiencing is exactly what Jesus said would be happening. One of which is to say, love runs cold. Families divide. Nations go to war. Those things are very present today, intensely present, and some of it more than I've ever seen in my life. And many people say that same thing. So here's the antidote that Jesus gives for us, especially in the Last Supper discourse of John. You know, that whole section between John 13 and John 17. Friends, read it and read it again and ask the Holy Spirit, put this in me. Tell me what this means. Open this up to me. Form me in this. Because when in the world, when this love grows cold, it's only God. And seeing God, hearing what he's saying, following his teaching, God wants to give us understanding through deep, intimate engagement with him, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and to have like the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, like Jesus had on earth. What was Jesus's source? To be able to walk right to Calvary. What was the source in him? It was the burning, everlasting love of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It was God's love in him. And then Peter said, I can do the same thing. And Jesus said, no, you can't. Tonight, Peter, you're going to deny me. But the day's coming when I will cast my fire upon you. I will do it. I'm going to cast fire on the earth. I'm going to give you a new heart. I'm going to give you my Holy Spirit. And then you'll have power, Peter, to do this, because it's going to be the burning love that I share with the Father that's going to give you the strength, the very strength I have to endure all this. And you're going to conquer with me and be a light in darkness. God bless you, friends. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's new booklet, Join the Resistance. In this booklet, Ralph gives us a tremendous vision how we can join St. Peter and the apostles who said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. To get this free booklet, you can call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.